You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey friends, welcome back to Real Without Religion. I'm James Kiger, and you're listening to Episode 10, The Law Behind the Thought, Universal Principles at Work. Now, last time we talked about how everything starts as a thought. And today I want to lean in even deeper. What's underneath those thoughts? What's the current running through them, shaping how you speak, how you move, what you create? Let's just pause and say this straight up. Your thoughts create your world. I know that can sound like a lot, especially if you grew up like I did, hearing that bad thoughts were the only problem. Lustful thoughts, angry thoughts, sinful thoughts. Sure, those got plenty of airtime, but nobody ever talked about how powerful your everyday thoughts are. Your thoughts about money, relationships, your future, your worth. Those quiet assumptions have been writing the story of our lives, whether we know it or not. And if you're like me, maybe you were taught that everything happens is just God's will, that emotions, setbacks, and even struggles with money or health were all part of some test or cosmic plan. You know, everything happens for a reason. But what if it wasn't random? What if we'd been participating in it all along without even realizing it? Okay, now let me say this right up front. I do not believe that people cause tragic things to happen to themselves. Some things happen, and that's part of the mystery of life. I'm referring to spiritual law, and so let me be clear. I'm not talking about religious commandments or rules. I'm talking about deeper, universal principles, forces that are always at work, like gravity. You don't need to understand gravity for it to hold you to the ground. So these spiritual laws, they work the same way. Whether you're rich or poor, whether you live in a mansion or a tiny apartment, whether you're deeply religious or don't believe in anything at all, you don't need special access, no secret handshake to get in. These laws are not about morality, they're about mechanics. They respond to energy, to belief, and to clarity. So what are spiritual laws? So let's break it down. Spiritual laws are consistent, invisible forces that respond to your thoughts, beliefs, and actions. Think of them as like an operating system that's underneath your life. Ernest Holmes said it well. He said, "We live in a spiritual universe that's governed by spiritual law." Now, these laws may or may not be talked about in the Bible, but they are certainly universal. And they don't have moods. They're not here to just punish you or reward you. They just respond. The Bible says it simply, you reap what you sow. You know, that's not karma or morality, it's just reality. And what you send out in thoughts and beliefs and expectations will come back to you. Acts 10:34 says God's no respecter of persons. So what does that mean? It means it's not about who you are, it's about what you're doing with what you have. Now, some of these laws you might recognize or you might have heard of them. Cause and effect. Every action and thought creates a result. The law of belief, what you truly believe starts showing up in your life. The law of attraction or correspondence, which means your outer world will reflect your inner world. And listen, don't get hung up on the names and don't expect to understand this right off the bat. This first few episodes of this podcast is just to get the language out there. In later episodes, we'll really dig in and help all of us to understand this better. Don't get hung up on the names either. You don't have to call it the law of attraction if that feels too slick to you. But just pay attention to how your thoughts and energy shape your life. That'll be all the proof that you need. Like, here's a simple example. A plane doesn't take off because the pilot is righteous. It takes off because the pilot understands lift. You don't have to be perfect to live in alignment. You just have to understand how it works. So we're going to explore this in even more in the future, I promise. especially how your imagination plays into it. But for now, remember this. What we see in our minds, we're just rehearsing that in life. Jesus said this, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Mark 11:24. That used to bother the snot out of me when I was, quote unquote, in church, because I thought, oh, how can that possibly be? But now I understand Jesus has been saying things that other people have been saying for centuries. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Bob Proctor, who's a great mentor that I've read so many of his works and listened to him so much, said, if you can hold it in your hand, or in your mind, excuse me, you can hold it in your hand. Let me say that again. If you can hold it in your mind, then you can hold it in your hand, and that's true. Every great invention, every great idea, every great song, all started in the mind, in someone's mind that came to be reality. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So what we're learning from that is if you're unclear about what you want or what you're picturing, your results will be unclear. But if you're focused, like laser focused, when you see it, it starts to show up. In other words, you see it in your mind, and then you'll see it in your outer world. So let me make it real for a second. So for me, this shows up on the golf course. If I hit a bad shot, I'll start spiraling and I'll say things like, I suck and I'm terrible. If I do that, it's over. The rest of my shots will suck and they'll be terrible. And it makes for a horrible 3 hours out in nature. But if I'm calm and I visualize my shot, or even visualize it before I get out on the golf course, and I just trust my swing, oh my gosh, it's a whole different experience. There's also a true story, maybe you've heard it before, about a U.S. Air Force colonel who was a POW in Vietnam. And every day that he was in prison, he, instead of letting his mind just drift on awful things, he started playing his home golf course in his mind. He knew every hole very well, so he visualized himself playing golf every day, and he kept that up for 7 years. He worried about everything. He thought it really in detail, his grip, his swing, what the wind was like. Well, he was released. And finally, he got back to his home and he played that course that he had visualized in his mind. And he shot better than he ever had before. And it wasn't because of going out and practicing. It was playing the round in his mind. He saw it so clearly. And it came and manifested in real life what he pictured in his mind for over 7 years. It wasn't because he practiced on the golf course or went to the driving range. It was because he rehearsed it in his mind. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That's exciting, isn't it? Now, how do these laws show up in life? Well, let's bring this down to earth, because you're probably thinking, okay, James, well, you know, this sounds nice, but what does this look like day to day? Well, here's the thing. These laws are always working whether we know about them or not. And once we do know about them, then you can't unsee them. And it's so exciting. Life becomes an unbelievable adventure. Florence Govoshin says in her book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, she talks about how a woman really needed a new apartment. She was going to be moving out and she had a particular apartment pictured in her mind. She didn't even know if it existed, but she knew exactly what she wanted. So time was running out on her, but instead of panicking, she really got crystal clear, saw every room, saw everything that she wanted. She described it, visualized it, affirmed it. And I'll be doggone, that exact apartment became available, like it had been waiting on her to name it. Now, you say, oh, well, that's what somebody says. But no, that's what happens when we understand the laws of the universe that work for us. Another guy's business was falling apart, she tells about in the book, but you know, he didn't crumble. He stood his ground. He affirmed his success. He saw his business, visualized it turning around, and it did. Not because he tried harder, but because he got aligned with what was happening in his mind and what the universe wanted to do for him. You know, these aren't just lucky breaks. This is what it looks like when thought meets law, when belief meets clarity. And this should happen all the time. This should not be a random example. Henriette Ann Clauser said in her book, Write It Down and Make It Happen, that writing is one of the most important ways to activate these laws. When you write something down, you're telling your brain and the universe that, hey, this really matters to me. You're giving focus to your energy and you're giving form to the formless. And here's the part that we all miss sometimes. Spiritual laws don't care what religion you are. They don't need you to be perfect. They just need you to be clear. So here's a question. Where in your life have you been wishy-washy? I've got many places that I can say I have been. But what if you got crystal clear about you, what you actually want? What if you wrote it down and visualized it every day? That's when things will start to shift. That's when life starts to respond. So why does this matter right now? Because here's why. If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or discouraged, this idea that you're co-creating your world through spiritual law can be a total game changer. I mean, think about it. You are partners with your imagination, with God inside of you, with the divine to see wonderful and beautiful things happen. It's not about blaming something. It's about freedom. It's about tracing back the results you're seeing to the beliefs and the stories that created them. So you're thinking back and saying to yourself, well, I was thinking that, so maybe that is why that's happening. It might be uncomfortable at first and really weird maybe, but it is incredibly liberating when you start thinking that way, because once you know where something came from, you can change it. Think of spiritual law like electricity. It doesn't care what you believe. It just powers whatever you plug into. Whether it be fear, it'll run to that, or faith, it'll run that too. But the moment you change what you're plugged into, everything starts to shift. So alignment isn't just about what you want. It's about who you're being, what energy that you're living from. And once that shifts, everything else, man, money, relationships, opportunities, it'll start to respond. There's so much of this that we missed in our church world that's out in our world and is known to be true. Now, here's the best part. You don't have to wait to be chosen. Guys, you're already chosen. You're already part of this. You're already invited to co-create. Here's how I see it. Spiritual law doesn't belong to any religion. It's not locked behind a pulpit. It's been here all along. In fact, in the pulpit, they would talk to you and say you were of the devil trying to talk like this. And we've been using spiritual laws whether we knew it or not. So we don't have to be super squeaky clean or super spiritual to have this work. You just have to wake up and remember the laws that are already in motion that you practiced at one time and just choose to align with that. And the more you experiment with this, I think the more you're going to see, the more you'll trust it, the more you'll feel grounded, not in some kind of dogma, but in truth and in clarity. So just start small. Pick one area of your life and ask yourself, what if I believe something different here? What if I saw this through the lens of one of the laws of the universe? Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's not magic. It's just how it works. So here's our challenge, all of us this week. Let's pick one area of our life and watch for the cause and effect and see and try to figure out where our belief is shaping this result. Where's our outer world reflecting something that started inside of us? And then just write it down or reflect on it or, you know, just think about it a lot. Don't just hear this. Let's try it. Let's see if it works. Now, if this stirred something inside of you, I really would love for you to let me know. My email address is james@realwithoutreligion.com, and I would love for you to go there and tell me about it. Now, next time we're going to talk about money and how to separate truth from guilt and flow from force. But until then, as always, stay grounded, stay curious, and stay real. Thank you so much for listening to us today on Real Without Religion.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.